Before Hitler, Germany had been deep in economic depression. Before Hitler, unemployment had stood at 7 million. Before Hitler, Germany was a democracy, but too many parties had split the vote, so governments were weak and unable to solve the crisis. Hitler offered dictatorship, all power in the hands of one man. And Germany was quick to accept Hitler's terms.
Unemployment's absurd. People say we are civilized, and yet millions of people are out of work. What is that? That's sick. No one should be denied the right to work. And neither should anyone who can work be allowed to be lazy.
Work and bread. These are the Führer's blessings.
Putting Germany back to work was Hitler's first and most pressing problem. But because he was all-powerful, he had the clout to carry out large-scale work programs, like building autobahns, motorways to link the nation together. By 1935, unemployment had fallen to just 2 million. By 1939, it was gone.
My landlord, Eric, worked for the German Labor Front. He had business all around Germany, and once I went with him to see what they had achieved. And it was remarkable. We saw labor camps, not for wage earners, but for young people, 18, 19 years old, to teach them the value of work, to get their hands hardened. You saw them marching along with their spades like guns, or singing as they dug ditches, reclaimed land. If you spoke to them, sometimes you felt they resented being there, but not often. There was, I think, a pleasure involved. Eric would say,
"You must understand, work shouldn't be just earning a wage and going home. That's drudgery. We believe there's a beauty in labor. You do a job well, and it gives you happiness."
It was like the Nazis were shaking people into feeling good about what they did. You had to work. You had no choice. You were organized. You were there for the state to use, and they would milk you for your labor, no question. But then, at the end of the day, they said, "Now, see what we have achieved." And it was pretty impressive.
The work program was vast and triumphal. Hitler had promised a Germany reborn. He said he was building for a state to last for 1,000 years. He'd rebuild Berlin on a magnificent scale. There'd be an assembly hall in every city, a swimming bath in every village, a house and garden and car for every worker. Much of this was pure fantasy, but enough was achieved to pump German pride.